Coming up on WealthWorks Radio, is there an upside to a down market? On today's show, we'll dig into some positive financial possibilities and how to take advantage of them today.
And now, WealthWorks Radio.
Asset protection.
Tax reduction.
Holistic planning.
South Florida's wealth, financial, and income coach, Eric Kearney.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And of course, here with me, as always, Eric Kearney, Eric a fiduciary, contributor to Fortune Magazine. He is an author. He's president of Retirement Wealth LLC and a busy guy. Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You know, things feel like summer. People are out and about and having fun and, you know, trying to pretend like everything's normal.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. I think no matter where you go, and you know, remember that this is a worldwide issue, and it's not just a state, it's not a city, it's not just the United States. This is a worldwide pandemic. And
yeah.
You know, you and I were talking before the show how I really do think that no matter how you try to get through this thing, I think in a lot of ways this has been absolutely psychologically draining on a lot of people. And we're just trying to figure out how to get through this whole thing. And, you know, you've got a lot of other things that are going on between all the protests that are going on. And then you've got an election year coming up. You've got this crazy market that people really think that this market's going to continue to keep going up. And the dominoes have not stopped falling, and there's a long ways to go in this year with a lot of events that are coming up, and people aren't prepared for this. I'll tell you that right now. They have this fear of missing out on this market. They don't really have any direction. I think that people are more irrational this year than any other year that I've seen, including 2008, 9/11, and even the tech bubble. It's just people's thoughts are all over the place.
And there's really no right or wrong thing, but the thing that we have to look at is we're getting older, we're getting close to retirement, and we need to make sure we're in good shape to make sure we can get there, and that's where you come in.
You know what it is, Steve? It's like what I tell all my clients. You're never going to be able to control all the events that happen around you, whether it's globally, whether it's domestic, whether it's in your town or whatever that is. And what I tell every one of my successful clients, that when we sit down with them, I don't care about the world's economy. I don't care about the United States economy. I certainly don't want anything bad for it to happen. But the thing is, I care about your personal economy. And when things crumble like this, what we have to do is say, look, we can't control those situations, but we can control your personal situation. And the successful client is really sitting down and saying, okay, through all of this mess, I want to stop thinking irrational thoughts. I want to be able to take advantage of this. More importantly, I want to be able to protect myself. So we're not looking at a global economy. We're looking at our personal economy. And that's really what my firm is focusing on for our clients.
And how important is that? That's a great way to look at it, Eric, your personal economy, because that's really what it is. I mean, that, you know, and there's a delicate balance there.
There really is. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, obviously we want a good overall world economy that only benefits us. But when times get tumultuous and these markets are plunging and these markets are volatile, I don't care that the markets have been going up lately. That's not really a great sign. That's what my point is. And the thing is that we always think, okay, the worst is behind us. I don't think that that's true. I think the majority of the bad part is over, and it's horrible. People are dying from this. I mean, I get that. It's terrible. But there's also a lot of people out there that are also hurting financially. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not in the healthcare industry. I'm in the financial industry. So I'm going to do what I know how to do, and that's how to fix people on a financial basis. So that's really what we're concentrating on right now. And what we're seeing is that the people that are coming into us say, Eric, I want help. I want to understand how to do better. And that's where we're focusing, just on them. And it's like, look, let's take care of you and your needs. And that's what people are really wanting right now.
And one of the things that you're doing, too, is, you know, we talk about rebalance. We talk about asset allocation. And that really becomes an integral part of what you're doing for folks right now, because of everything that's going on.
This is such a huge opportunity that a lot of people aren't being able to take advantage of this. Like, we have people with beaten down portfolios, irrelevant asset classes, fee-ridden portfolios. They're coming into us and saying, Eric, I don't have a good portfolio. This is a fantastic time to rebuild that asset allocation, to do some rebalancing. And these are in your IRA accounts. We just had a client come in the other day who had a tax-free bond in an IRA. It made absolutely no sense whatsoever. And then they had a non-IRA account that had fully taxable holdings in there. And I'm like, what is this person thinking? They're a licensed professional and they should be swapping out their asset classes in between the other two accounts. They're in the wrong spot. And when you point this out to the client's like, why didn't I ever catch on to that? Well, because we're busy with our lives and you depended on a licensed salesperson to take care of you, right? And we've said before that a lot of these licensed salespeople have no clue how to manage money. So there's a lot of people. We have been busier than ever. It's been insane how busy we've been. And the thing is that we're helping a lot of people. And we only want to work with people that are serious about this. So there's a lot of people out there that are like, Eric, I do need help. And you know what? I'm hurting in some other ways. But at least if I can take advantage of this financially, I'll be okay. So review your asset allocation, make sure that they're relevant, and rebalance them. This is a great time to do this.
And one of the other things that we can do, and we've talked about this before, I find it fascinating, and that the tax loss harvesting that you've talked about with us before.
I'm a farmer, right?
Right.
And so what we're doing is we harvest, and we're harvesting losses. And I'll tell you what that is that people are coming in again with non-IRA accounts. And I'll tell you, they haven't been happy with their past advisor. And when we take a look at their non-qualified or non-IRA accounts, we're seeing where their cost basis is super low at this point. And this is one of the absolute greatest gifts that you can have, because now you can take a horrible portfolio and you can actually make changes to that without a lot of cost to your capital gains. And I'll tell you what, for a lot of people out there, this opportunity is going to be one of the greatest resets for the next decade. And I'll tell you, I cannot get over the amount of non-IRA accounts we have fixed this year. We've brought on additional staff. I want them to go through those from beginning to end and see exactly what the cost basis is. And believe it or not, Steve, that cost basis is checked almost every single day, because if the market drops down again or we have another 1,000-point drop, I want to pay attention to that cost basis. Let that client know, hey, guess what? This isn't going to cost you very much and we can get you into something significantly better. Opportunities. These are huge opportunities that a lot of people, once this market does come back, and it will sooner or later, not for a while, I'm afraid, is going to be a huge opportunity. And I'll tell you, we still have a very long year ahead of us as well.
Well, and I mean, like you said before, there's, yeah, long year ahead of us. I mean, the election is going to have a huge influence on this. And we don't know what's going to happen there, obviously. But one way or the other, it's going to have an influence. It's going to impact things.
It is. I mean, like I said, I mean, the country's divided. I mean, it always has been for a long time now. But it's getting so nasty. I mean, there's a lot of people who just are very nasty behind a keyboard. And, you know, we are so quick to insult one another. And I think that that's the part that I'm really getting tired of, as well as a lot of other people. I don't get political, but why can't we be a little nicer to each other?
I couldn't agree more.
You know, I do not get on social media. You know, you and I have talked about this, Steve, but I'm not a big social media person. Sure. Twitter, within seconds, angers me. And so I don't even go on there anymore. That's not the part that I want in my personal economy. You know, like,
right,
I have enough to do with my clients. That just brings me down. Like, I would never say things like that to people that I didn't respect their opinion. It's like, okay, we all have an opinion. Respect that opinion, but don't go after that person. And just some of the things that are said on there are just absolutely terrible. And I actually think that they should be ashamed of themselves. My mother, you know, obviously I talk about my mom a lot. She's a great person, but she always said, and everybody knows this, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Why can't more people learn that?
Well, I think we've forgotten that. That's the problem. And it's so easy to be, like you said, it's so easy to be mean when you're anonymous.
Right. That's exactly right. And I just think, you know, like I said, that doesn't help anything. I mean, I just think we need to be a lot nicer to one another. I mean, I really think that that's what it boils down to.
I'm with you, Eric. And on that note, why don't we open up our phone lines, invite folks to call. Let's make some new friends and help more people.
Sounds good. If you're interested in a second opinion or you're looking for a written comprehensive financial plan, let's take the next 5 callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you are serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next 5 callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
What a great idea, folks. Here it is, a wonderful opportunity to sit down with Eric and the team and, you know, get that financial roadmap put together. Take things that are complicated, make them easy to understand. It's a chance for you to get that true, practical financial review. And if you've never done it before, yes, now is the time. I know a lot of you are looking for a second opinion. Eric is a great way to start. 800-779-1942. You're going to get the comprehensive financial review. You see where you stand today, yes, but most importantly, you end up with a roadmap, that guide that we talk about that can help get you to where you want to be and where you need to be when it comes to retirement. So you've really got nothing to lose. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, the coronavirus has changed many things for people all around the world. When we come back, some ways the pandemic could change your retirement plan permanently.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, fiduciary. He's president of Retirement Wealth, LLC. So much more. And you make a good point here, Eric. We talked about this. I think even before we started, we were talking about how the world is affected by this whole COVID-19 and all of that. But when it comes to retirement planning, the world that you live in, there are some major changes that have happened, and they're not going to go back to the way they were.
No, they're not. This is the whole reason that you do financial planning, because I cannot tell you how many plans that we have gone through and we have revamped this year. And Donna made an interesting comment the other day, because she heads up our financial planning team. She's like, I feel like I just did about a year's worth of work in about 2 months. And when this whole corona thing started, we literally knew that this was going to be something. We called every single client. We updated their financial plan. We updated their income plan. We wanted to make sure that they were taken care of first. Then what we did was we prepared for the new potential clients that were going to come in. And it has been nonstop ever since. There are people out there, these markets as of late have been all over the place. You see the markets going way up and then you see them plunge. People are making incredibly irrational decisions. They're trying to time the market. They're trying to outsmart the markets. They had this intuition that this was definitely going to happen, but they didn't do anything about it. The fact of the matter is that our emotions are taking over. The negative thoughts are taking over the positive thoughts. So this is what we do know in this kind of market. From a planning perspective, we're not overreacting or underreacting. The markets are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They go up and they go down. We've been spoiled by a 10-year bull market run. this is a terrible thing that's happened, but we also have been talking about a recession or a pullback or something happening in the market. Now that it's happening, people are a little bit in turmoil and they're making these crazy decisions. Go back to the plan. Put your thoughts, your fears, your hopes, everything in that plan and make sure that you're going to be okay. And as soon as people see it, they're like, okay, we'll get through this. But there's all these people that are walking around out there in a desert without a GPS and they're walking in circles and they have no direction whatsoever. Those are the people that I feel bad for. But like I said, they're not willing to take the time to commit a couple hours to building a financial plan.
And so as we look at this now and the plans that you're putting together for folks or the plans you're tweaking, really, and I think it becomes clear, too, how important planning for some kind of medical event. It happened to someone I know this weekend. I mean, a woman I know close to, she's in her mid-70s. She took a tumble. She hit her head on a dresser. She broke her arm. Ugh. I mean, again, this is a woman who works full time. This right. plans to keep working. But if you aren't planned for that, I mean, that can be devastating.
Right. There's a case too, Steve, where she could think to herself, well, I dodged the coronavirus bullet, right?
Right.
Okay,
that's what
I didn't
she
get
was
that.
Thinking.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden that happens and it's like, you know, times 10. And these are things that we see all the time. I mean, do you know how many times that we've told people, get your estate plan done, get your will done, get whatever you need done. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting a phone call at 7:30 in the morning. Eric, I need to talk to you and we need to get estate planning done. A lot of times when something already happened, it could be too late. I've been telling you to do this for years now, right?
Right.
We just had a client that was in a terrible accident a few weeks ago. Now, all of a sudden, you know, they want to do estate planning. Been talking to you about that for 4 years now.
Right,
right.
Right.
And so the thing is that we always wait till the last minute. And here's what people are looking for. You know, they always want perfection. They want to get back into the market. They want to make these gains. That's got nothing to do with gains. And the people that are chasing gains, that they're chasing the wrong game. And if somebody calls me up and they're like, Eric, you know, what was your rate of return last year? I'm like, I don't know. We have a lot of different portfolios. What are you looking for? The bottom line is that I know that that is not a good potential future client because they're consistently chasing gains. My clients, my successful clients, value progression over perfection because you can have the most perfect portfolio and then you take something like the coronavirus or a major recession or a pullback and it changes that whole portfolio. They want progression knowing that they're going to be okay through thick and thin. That's what my clients want. They want that 30,000 foot view of saying, okay, we're going to go through some tumultuous times, but over in the long run, we're going to be okay.
That's the importance of tactical management. That's the importance of the holistic approach that you take.
Yeah, Steve, and I appreciate that. And I'll tell you, it's panoramic planning. And even my entire staff has said, I can't believe all the different hats that we have worn this year. And it's so true. Like we keep adding hats and it's like you've got the psychological side. You've got the wealth management side. You've got the planning side, you've got the lifestyle income planning side. There's so many different things to this. And like, you're just reaching out to that client and it's kind of like, okay, what do you need? What do you need right now? Like, how can we comfort you? What area are you hurting in? And so this is what we're trying to do is because that's what gets you through, you know, another week or another month or even another quarter. How do you get these people through different time periods? Because we all have different situations and we have to address those. We have to identify what is keeping that client from moving forward. What hurdle can we relieve from them? And so this is what financial planning is doing because we're helping that plan assist with that client. And there's just so many moving parts to this. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there whose advisors are hiding underneath their desks. They're not calling them back. They're not providing them any planning. And shame on them because these are the times where you really have to reach out to that client and provide them with everything that they possibly need.
It's laughable, but at the same time, it's kind of happening, isn't it? I mean, this is what you're hearing from people.
It is. I mean, so the bottom line is that there's a couple of big box retailers around here, big financial retailers,
sure,
that they're not even letting their advisors back in the office. And we haven't, and I've said this before, we're not trying to be dangerous, but we haven't missed one single day in the office. We're wiping down things. We're still meeting people. We're having virtual meetings. And I, you know, quite frankly, I'm tired of it all, as everyone else is, but this is what we have to do in order to stay safe. But we also understand that we have an awesome responsibility to our clients to keep managing their finances. So I can't afford to get sick, and I have to make sure that I have a backup plan in case I do and things keep going. Because, you know, they always say money never sleeps. Well, that is true, but also bills never go away. And so we have a constant responsibility to keep income going out on a daily basis for all of our clients.
So what are some of the takeaways from this, Eric, in terms of what has changed because of coronavirus when it comes to planning for retirement?
You got to be proactive, and you have to find someone that you really feel like you're entering into a financial relationship with. I mean, do you really feel like you can call that person up and say, hey, Eric, I'm so worried about this, and can they get back to you? You know, that's kind of what our concierge service is. We're getting back to that client right away, because instead of a huge brush fire, it could be a little fire, and we put it out immediately. That's what it's all about, is just finding someone that's actually going to service you and actually answer your actual questions. And through this, these have been a lot different, because it's not just financial questions. A lot of times this has to do with investment behavior. And again, I've never seen so many people being so irrational in so many events. And I went through 2008, and 2008 lasted for years, but I do not ever remember anyone feeling the way that they do right now. And I kind of do wonder if this is going to have lifelong effects for a lot of people, because this is being dragged down for quite some time, and there's just a lot of unknowns at this point as well.
You talk about the concierge service and how important that is, and I was talking with a friend of mine who's been a good saver. He's probably 10, maybe 15 years from retirement, and I said, so you got a person? You got somebody? And he goes, no, I got the big one where I just see different people all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, my friend, that is not really the way to do it, but I wasn't going to say anything.
So we talked to a new client about a couple weeks ago, and he had his money at a very large custodian, and his wife's money was at another very large custodian.
Huh.
So I said to him, I said, how many different advisors have you had over the past 1 year through that 800 number? And they just kind of sat back and they laughed, and they're like, yeah, they keep telling us every time we get a new one, I really want to take care of you. We're going to write a plan. Nothing ever happens. And he's like, I'm so tired of that.
Yeah.
I've called those large custodians several times. It's just a very large financial parking lot for your money. Don't expect that you're going to get a plan. Don't expect them to rebalance that. Don't expect that portfolio to be relevant to today's times. That's not a plan. I promise you that.
I like the financial parking lot, Eric. That's great. Why don't we invite folks to call, Eric, and so that you can realize that you can be in the fast lane with Eric and still get to where you need to be. Is that fair?
Yeah, that is fair, Steve. I mean, if you've been listening and, you know, there's something that you've heard that you really like, let's just have a conversation. It really is just having a conversation and talking about your situation. So if you're interested in coming in, getting a second opinion, or having a full financial plan written for you, let's take the next five callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe even a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
What a great opportunity, folks. Don't let it slip by. Call Eric and begin to sit down and put that financial roadmap together. Make tweaks if there needs to be some and understand where you're headed and how you're going to get there. It's a true practical financial review, and it starts with a phone call, 800-779-1942. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review that Eric just talked about, all the extras that go along with it. And you see, yes, here I am today, but you end up with that roadmap, the guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be. You're not going to be in some giant financial parking lot like Eric talked about. You give us a call, 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, it's officially official. The country is in a recession. So now what? On today's show, we'll dig into how that can affect your retirement portfolio and offer some tips to ease the pain.
On WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, he's president of Retirement Wealth LLC and so much more than that. And this, like what you, it's officially official. You sounded like a news guy, Eric.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are in a recession. I mean, there's no denying it. There's something called, and you're probably more familiar with this than I, the National Bureau of Economic Research.
Yes.
Yep. And so Niebuhr or Nebuhr, I don't know. But they say we hit it in February. What do you think?
Well, I mean, February, you know, was pre-March. And so that's really when the market started falling apart a little bit. And, you know, people think, oh, we're not in a recession anymore because they see these markets coming, you know, roaring back. But the problem is that we don't know if we are in a V-shaped recovery or we are in the W. And if we are in the W, we're probably pretty much at the top of that W, and we are prepared for these markets to plunge again. And we've got to be prepared for that. And I'll tell you, again, we go back to the person that's chasing returns. They have a fear of missing out. They don't want to miss out on these gains. They feel like, oh man, I just missed out on this. You haven't missed out on anything. There is so much volatility that's laying ahead of us. And like I said earlier, the domino effect is far, far from over. This is a massive set of dominoes that's been set up. They're still falling and they have a lot further to go. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of these companies that have reopened and now they're closing back down. Apple stores are now closed. You have employees that are being told you still cannot come back to work. You have huge food distributors that are not paying their bills. And so there's a lot of things that are going on. And obviously, if you really pay attention, not necessarily to the news that you see on TV, because you really can't go by that, but take a look to people, talk to people. Hey, how's it going at your job? I know a manager at a large retail place where she's been there forever. And they're just like, well, we're bringing people back, just not you yet, maybe November. So there's still a lot of fallout from all of this, and there's still a lot of people that are financially hurting. That eventually will even hurt the big people at the top. So again, we've got to start protecting our own economy. What can we do about this? Avoid your own personal recession.
And let's talk about recessions in general, and why do we call them that?
Because calling them depressions is too scary. Nobody wants to go back to the depression, but it's going to feel like a depression for a lot of people.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you said this earlier. I mean, everybody's in the funk. I mean, it's kind of like everybody's kind of depressed.
Right. It's been difficult for everyone, and I'm grateful for my job because we have still, you know, to me, it's still a social event for me because I get to see so many people and everything. And like I said, it's just I've been grateful that I can get up to go to work. I feel like if you are working right now, you are busier than hell. And if you're sitting at home, you are bored as a gourd. So I really do think, you know, it's one way or another. But like I said, it's just a different feeling for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what makes a recession a recession? And I know there's technical words for technical explanation, but I mean, what does it boil down to?
So, I mean, it's basically a lot of levels of unemployment. So right now we're seeing unemployment so low, you know, because a lot of people have gotten laid off so quickly. And so, I mean, if you take a look at 2007 to 2009, that recession certainly had a lot of uncomfortable similarities to the Great Depression. And again, we forget how bad 2008 was. We forget how bad it lasted or how long it lasted. And I remember, and I've said this before in the past, I was on a plane in 2011 and 2012, and people are still waiting for their portfolios to get back up to where they were. And we always talk about the portfolio recovery strategies that we have, Steve. You know, they're listed on our website. They're listed, you know, we actually have a downloadable form for that. The portfolio recovery strategy isn't just something that we made up. It's not just something that we have. It's because we use it in times like this. The portfolio recovery strategy, I actually wrote back in 2001. And so we have revamped this and we have reutilized this tool as it's needed. Right now, it is needed. So people go through this and they see, how do we perform an actual portfolio recovery strategy? We've had this out to people 4 and 5 months ago. There are now firms that are starting to say, oh yeah, we better be doing something different for our clients. No, we've already been prepared for this. So when it comes to a recession, we have been prepared for this. It's no different than the SECURE Act. You and I were talking about the SECURE Act months and months before that even became to fruition.
Yeah, we're talking about a year ago.
A year ago, exactly. So the thing is that we have to have all these things ready when they happen. That's what my clients expect from me, and that's what I expect to give them. We have to stay on top of this. I'm not just going to sit there and just say, you know what, status quo. No, I want my clients to challenge their status quo, and I have to challenge my status quo for them.
And as we go through this recession, and there are, I mean, obviously we know what the effects are on us personally, what are some other effects that you see from your viewpoint?
I think right now it's more of a psychological thing, especially because we have a lot of unknowns. You know, you still have the election. That's a huge unknown. And again, with people at each other's throats right now, it's a really big deal whether it goes one way or another. You have a lot of the protests, and so they're not going away. And so you've got a lot of things that are just unknowns for people. And so again, you don't have any control over those, and that's okay. We understand that. But what you want to do is see what you do have control over and put that in a plan. Figure out how you can actually take advantage of that. So there's a lot of people that say, look, I know a lot of people are hurting. I don't feel like I am with my financial plan. And it's not to say that a financial plan is a cure-all, but if you understand that you can get through a very difficult event financially, more than likely you're going to be okay. And by the way, when you're able to get through something financially, you don't have to worry about where you're going to live, about how you're going to eat, about how you're going to pay your bills. That's really relieving to a lot of people, because then it is then that you can actually go out and actually help other people. And believe it or not, that is the comforting part about all of this. Taking care of yourself first, and then having the ability, even the financial ability or the emotional ability, to go and comfort other people. And so, like I said, we all have to get through this together, figure out a way to do that.
One of the things that we talk about, and you've mentioned this before, is that there are going to be opportunities, buying opportunities. How do you know when that time is?
Well, I think, you know, the interesting thing about this year is, and this is like this in any year, when the markets keep going up in an economy like this, it does worry me, because there's a lot of people out there who are buying. We're actually sitting on the sidelines a little bit, and we're waiting for the markets to plunge, because we have to create opportunity. You have to live to fight another day. And so there's a lot of times where when the markets are going up, we're just sitting back and kind of letting people make decisions with that. What we're seeing is the large institutions, the large banking institutions, and these managers who are managing billions of dollars, they're still sitting on the sidelines and they are not moving. And so what we're doing is we're watching when that money gets invested and it goes in the market, who is actually the participant? And a lot of times you see where the government has just bought up a ton of corporate bonds. So they're like, oh, the bond market's moving. Yeah, because the government propped them up, right? If the government goes and they want to spend billions of dollars and buy on the stock market, they're basically trying to prop up the stock market. But they're trying to attach a safety net to everything that is related to coronavirus this year. And so that cannot keep on going. And the thing is that There's no such thing as a free lunch. But conservative elections have never been won by someone not spending money. So why not spend another $8 trillion? And people don't realize when the government spends $8 trillion to get you out of a mess, sooner or later, you will have to pay that back. And that's what we have to be prepared for. So again, it's not just our little recession that we're having in this country or even worldwide. Start protecting your own recession.
Because when you say that they're going to come for it, it's our money that from a tax standpoint, right?
Yeah, hence the Secure Act.
The Secure Act, a big, yeah, wow. All right, so these are all good things to kind of keep in mind, folks. And if you'd like to have the conversation with Eric, I would, you know, now would be a great time to give him a call. Get on the calendar. We've still got some spots available for you.
Avoid your own recession. Give us a call today. Let's get that second opinion or that fully written financial plan that you've never had before. We're going to take the next five callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you are serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio. And again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review, over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
What a great way to go, folks. Make that phone call today. Sit down with Eric and the team and really start to map it out, that financial roadmap. Yes, don't put yourself in your own recession. Eric can help really simplify things, make things that are complicated very easy to understand. Here's your chance to get a true practical financial review. That second opinion is critical right now. 800-779-1942. You'll get the comprehensive financial review that Eric just described. You see where you stand today, yes, but most importantly, you end up with a roadmap. It's the guide that we talk about that can help get you to where you need to be and really where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, my favorite part. You've got questions and we've got answers. Stay tuned.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio. One more segment to go here, and we're, of course, with Eric Carney, Eric a fiduciary. He is president of Retirement Wealth. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and so I know that you're not having any seminars or anything like that going on now, but are they on the horizon? Can you see them out there? Are you going to come back? Because I know you like being around people.
I do. I mean, I'm very social, and I do like doing those because we've helped a lot of people, but I'll be honest with you. We've been so busy this year. That it's actually been a nice break, because I even said to Autumn, I'm like, with as busy as we are right now, how would we possibly fit those in? And so it's kind of been a really nice reprieve, because we've had so many clients coming in the front door that we just, you know, we haven't had time. We've brought in additional staff this year, which has been great. They've come into the fold very nicely, and that's important. And I think, you know, in the foreseeable future, like hopefully in the fall, we can start those up again, and we'll see how that goes. But right now, really no need for them. And okay. There's just a lot of people giving us a call. So
and again, you're able to do the really that concierge service that you talk about. I mean, it's the full thing. It's the real deal.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, we're doing everything. We're doing the full written comprehensive financial plan. We're doing a lifestyle income plan, the wealth management side, and then offering that client the concierge service. It's more service than anyone's ever seen. And that's what people like about it. They're just like, I don't have those sides of financial planning. And so when you offer these, I mean, We want to enter into a financial relationship with that client. We're not interested in working with them for 3 months or a year. We're interested in taking them on for life and making sure that we are covering every single goal and objective and making sure that, you know, we're giving them the best life that they possibly can.
I like that. Boy, everybody wants that. And so it starts with a phone call. It's 800-779-1942. Let's jump into a couple of these questions here while we have some time. Sure. Danny is in Naples, and he writes and he says, you mentioned something about a hedged equity portfolio. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how it is different than a hedge fund? They're very different, aren't they?
Yeah, fees. I mean, yeah, if you ever took a look at the fee structure of a hedge fund, I think most people would fall out of their chair. But no, so, I mean, it's considerably different. And this is what wealth management is. Having a hedged equity portfolio is you have the safety of being in the market, but if the markets plunge, you have a hedge in there. You have something else to take advantage of that down market. And so we're constantly hedging. And I want everybody to think about this. If you are going to New York City, let's just say it's a normal year, not all this right. year. And let's just say that you're going to New York City for Christmas and you book this one hotel, but it says we may be overbooked. And you're like, oh, I really want to take my kids up there, right? And your fear is that if you get up to New York City, it's a busy time of the year. And what if you get up there and that hotel is possibly sold out and they will not find a room for you? What you're doing is you go on plan B and you book another hotel that says we have plenty of rooms available. Now you want to stay in the very first hotel, but what you're doing is you're hedging. So what you're doing is you're flying into New York. Again, it's that super busy season. If you go to the hotel that you really wanted to stay at and all of a sudden they say, geez, we just don't have any more rooms. You're like, okay, this stinks, but guess what? I have this other room as a backup. So what you're doing is you have a backup plan. And what we have in all of our investments is you have several different portfolios and there is a backup plan in every single one of those portfolios. And when clients work with us after a while, they're like, Eric, that strategy is coming so clear to me. Like I can see how you're hedging our risk. And so it's not a hedge fund, but we're constantly hedging that risk that's in the portfolio and creating long-term sustainability. Again, it's progression over perfection. And so what we're doing is that we're trying to be proactive, not reactive. We have to really forecast all of our events and figure, okay, how do we hedge? How do we put safety nets inside that portfolio?
That is the best description I have ever heard from that. Boy, that sounds like what everybody should have, doesn't it?
It does, right.
800-779-1942 if you want to give Eric a call, Danny. Let's move on. Phyllis is in Punta Gorda, and she says, does my employer's matching contribution count towards the maximum I can contribute to my 401k plan?
Wow, that's actually a great question,
it
Phyllis.
It is, yeah.
The answer is no. Your employer's contribution does not count towards your personal contribution to the 401k plan. So in 2020, an employee can contribute up to $19,500, and they do have that 50 and over catch up, which is an additional $6,500. So those limits are set by the government, and mm-hmm. No, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, because I can understand where that would be a question. Let's go to Paul in Bonita Springs. And Paul says, is there a good rule of thumb for how much of my IRA should be invested in safe investments at age 60, or is that just a personal preference?
It's not as much of a personal preference as it is a psychological preference. I mean, it's how you feel about money. It's your risk tolerance. It's your time frame. It's a lot of things. I mean, there's so many different ingredients that actually go into building a portfolio. And a lot of people don't think about all the ingredients that go into creating that byproduct. And that byproduct is actually your rate of return. And so you've got to take into account your asset allocation, your risk tolerance, your volatility, your Sharpe ratio. There's so many different things that go into building that. And then again, you've got to hedge against that risk in there. So it's kind of what we talked about in the earlier question is you've got to build strategies that you can sustain your income through any kind of difficult market. And the nice thing is that, you know, we got through 2008 very well. We're getting through this year very well. And we've never had to turn off a client's income because there's nothing worse than saying, hey, I've got to turn off your income and, you know, let's talk in 3 months. That's not going to happen. So if the advisor is not setting that up for the client, and by the way, we're seeing a lot of problems like that this year where the client is seeing, okay, I have no strategy. And one thing that I do want to say again about this year is, this year, more than ever, has lifted off the camouflage from licensed salespeople. People now are realizing my advisor is not really the advisor that I thought they were, because when the markets were going up, everyone was making money. But now all of a sudden that things are getting tumultuous, they realize that their advisor doesn't really have a lot of options. They don't have a lot of tools. They don't have a lot of strategies that they're offering. And this is where people want to say, hey, we have strategies for you. Let's implement these. We've already been prepared for this. And people are seeing that that's not happening. And so it really is showing the true colors of that advisor's capabilities or lack of capabilities.
I understand that too. Let's see, we got time for one more. Let's go to Jan in Cape Coral. Jan says, I've heard of fixed annuities and I've heard you mention fixed indexed annuities. Aren't they essentially the same thing? I know you're not a big annuity guy, but hey.
No, that's a great question. I mean, I'm not a big annuity guy, but we fix a lot of annuities, and it's for this exact reason. So a lot of people think that they're getting into one thing and they're in a fixed annuity that's just paying a fixed amount every single year. The problem is that when you factor in inflation, and we're not even talking about taxes, that's a whole nother issue, but when you factor in inflation, a lot of times these fixed annuities are not outpacing inflation, and it's one of the safest ways to actually lose money. A fixed indexed annuity has the opportunity for more growth because even though you're not invested in the stock market, it is tied to a specific index and you can actually track that index and you're getting a participation rate tied to that actual index. So it can be as easy as the S&P 500. You're getting a piece of that and then there's no downside protection. But really, if you're looking into a fixed indexed annuity, if you are considering that, you also have to have an equity-driven portfolio that is actually complementing that. What I'm trying to say is that you really want to overall lower your risk, lower your volatility, reduce your market exposure over time, but you still have to know what your rate of return is to be financially successful. So this is the thing that we're running through with the financial plan as well as the income plan, making sure that all the products and tools and investments that you own are appropriate for you.
Well, and again, and you've said this many times, and it's a great line where it's purpose determines placement. And so if there is a place for an annuity in your plan, you're going to let them know.
Exactly. I mean, what we're doing is we come back to that client with options. You know, what is your risk tolerance? Do you want to be in the market? Do you not want to be in the market? But where do you want to be in another 10 or 15 years? And here's the whole thing that we're seeing. If people are worried out there at 60 and 65 years old, if you do not do a financial plan, how do you think that you're going to feel at 70 and 75? Because then you feel even more financially vulnerable. And so the bottom line really is that through financial planning, this is actually answering a lot of questions that you have in your head and actually putting it on paper and creating a plan.
I like it. And folks, again, 800-779-1942 if you've got some questions. In fact, why don't we invite folks to call one last time and we'll open up our phone lines right now.
Sounds good, Steve. So this is your last chance today. If you've heard anything or you're interested in a second opinion or getting that full written comprehensive financial plan, give us a call. We're going to take the next five callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio. And again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Take advantage of it, folks. Last time today, and you can call Eric, get on the calendar, sit down, and put that financial roadmap together. Maybe it's the second opinion that you're looking for. What you'll find is a chance to get a true practical financial review. And it's a phone call away, 800-779-1942. You're going to receive that comprehensive financial review that Eric just described. But most importantly, when you leave, you'll have in your hand that roadmap that we talk about, that guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. Eric, as always, one of my favorite hours of the week is to hang out here with you.
Steve, my pleasure as well. Thank you so much. Hey, everyone out there, remember, you only retire once, so let's get it right the first time. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
And we will be back again next week. We're going to have more questions, more topics, that and much more on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Kearney.
Eric Kearney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposures to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the field of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida. Insurance license number P138852. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's accounts to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded, liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.